Texte numéro 47. Jean-Baptiste Dallaise, I run to survive, that is my destiny. French Paralympian Jean-Baptiste Dallaise has flown in to Paris from Miami. Dallaise turns up within minutes of the arranged time, full of energy and raring to go. Following a machete attack as a child, Dallaise has a prosthetic limb, but it's not the first thing you notice. As he chats 19 to the dozen, his handicap seems almost incidental. The language is important. The organisation Handicap.fr estimates there are 6 million disabled people in France. The government says there are twice as many. Those with some form of physical or mental disability are classified as les handicapés, and they can take part in handy sports, while the able-bodied are les valides. But there is a significant lack of infrastructure for those with mobility issues. Try getting around Paris in a wheelchair. Impossible, says Dallaise, who insists he is not disabled. We all have some kind of handicap. Mine is my leg, but for me it's not a handicap because I do what I want in my life. If I want to play football, I play football. Skating, I go skating. Snowboarding. And when I want to jump far, I jump far, he says. A handicap is something that stops you from doing what you want, but not me. I'm not handicapped. Everything is okay for me because I feel good in my head. It's taken 26 years for Dallaise to feel this good, but despite his conviction, the reality is slightly more complicated. Dallaise was 3 years old at the height of the civil war in Burundi, East Africa, when machete-wielding Hutu neighbours attacked his Tutsi family, leaving the small boy for dead with devastating cuts to his body. A new Netflix documentary, Rising Phoenix, recounts his subsequent Paralympian sporting triumphs. He was 4 times world champion in the long jump. He won 2 bronze medals and a silver in the 100-metre sprint, a bronze in the 200 metres, and a long jump bronze at the 2018 European Championships. Rising Phoenix directors were impressed with Dallaise. His personal story and survival against all odds left us speechless. He struck us as such a genuine and charismatic presence, they said. I run to escape the people who wanted to kill me. All my life I have the impression I am a target, but it doesn't stop me. I never give up. When I fall, I get up. If I fall again, I get up again, and that is my strength, he says. If you really want something, you can get it. I run for my life. I run to survive. That is my destiny. My story is sad, but it has a happy ending. Adapted from The Observer, August 2020.